Good
day.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I've been to the transsexual assistance clinic and they said that, yes, men can have babies, and I'm quite pleased to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how can I help?
Well, there's a water tank at... And it's rather big for how much it holds, but it says it's a water tank, 1.5 millilitres.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it said, well, it's quite nice. It's very sort of picturesque and rather sort of in a scenic location and that, but I was just wondering if you could move it closer to the hill rather than out from the hill a bit, because it's like it's in a place where I like to park.
Unfortunately we can't move the tanks once they're located where they are.
Why not?
They're located where our mains are.
Main what?
Main water pipelines.
Well, move the pipeline.
Unfortunately we can't do that.
Why not?
Because the ones they're already in the ground, it's quite a costly thing to move the pipeline.
Yeah, that used to be my favourite. The other water tank was like up against the hill, and there's like a lot of space out front and shit, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
They moved this like about 15 metres away from the hill.
Yeah.
And a really good car parking spot that I had it's no longer there.
Yeah.
That's right, water tank's right above it, and it's all fenced off, which I thought is very antisocial, because you should be able to go swimming in the water tank in summertime.
We definitely don't recommend that you swim in the tank, that's for sure.
And why not?
It's a health hazard.
What, people, your water's so contaminated that people die from contact with it?
No, it's just the tank's not meant for swimming in.
It's a good tank to go swimming in.
Yeah, it's definitely not meant for swimming in.
Yeah, but it's a good tank to go swimming in, especially in the summer.
Yeah, definitely do not recommend swimming in the tank.
Yeah, but it's a good tank, you know, it's nice and deep. And the water's just clear and cool.
Yeah, we still don't recommend swimming in the tank.
Yeah, but you're sort of naturally obligated to go swimming there because there's, you know, there's nothing else that's nice and deep and clear around.
Okay, yeah. Please don't swim in the tank.
Why not?
Because it's a safety hazard.
To whom?
They're not meant for swimming in.
Why not?
Well, that's what they you'd need a swimming pool, not a tank.
That's just a swimming pool that's really deep. Above ground one, you know?
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So that's the best way to get out of it once you're in it.
We don't recommend you going in it in the first place.
Yeah, but once you're in it, how do you get out? Does the ladder go all the way to the bottom, up the side, up the inside?
I'm not sure.
Can you find out for me?
No, sorry. We don't want you swimming in our tanks.
That's got nothing to do with swimming in the tank.
Well, you shouldn't be in the tank in the first place.
Yeah. But if you accidentally happened to get in the tank, how would you get out of it? Like I say, it's only halfway full.
How would you accidentally get in the tank?
Well, they do have hurricanes and tornadoes and shit, and people get sucked up and go all sorts of places.
I don't think a hurricane's going to come past and put you in the tank.
Well, you don't know that, do you? I mean, are you an expert on water tanks and hurricanes?
Well, there has been hurricanes in the area for quite a while. It's very unlikely that a hurricane would put you in the tank.
But it could. So how do you get out of it if it's only half full?
Well, there would be a ladder inside there.
And it goes all the way to the bottom?
Possibly.
Can you find out for me?
No, sorry, we don't want you in our tank.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to your supervisor, thanks.
She's unavailable at the moment, she leaves at 4:30.
Why did you do that to her?
Do what to her?
Made her leave.
I didn't make her leave.
I reckon you would.
Why was that?
Well, being around you all day, it'd make people start tearing their hair out and just wanting to get out of the office so they don't have to be around you.
Is there anything I can help you with, sir?
Yeah, I want to speak to someone else then who does know if the tank ladder goes all the way to the bottom.
We don't want customers in our tanks.
How dare you assume my patronage status?
Your what, sorry?
My patronage status. When you don't know if I pay money to you to supply water to me, you don't know that for certain. You're just assuming it.
I'm not assuming anything, sorry.
I'm just
letting you know that we don't want you in our tanks or swimming in our tanks.
You said we don't provide that information to customers. And you don't know if I'm a customer or not. Or if I'm actually your employer who pays...
If you're a customer of ours or not, we don't want anyone swimming in our tanks.
What's wrong with customers swimming in the tank?
They're not meant for swimming in.
That looks like a good swimming pool.
That might be the case, but we still don't want anyone swimming in them.
So what happens if you get sucked up by a tornado and dropped in it? And it's only, like, nearly empty. How do you get out then?
The ladder.
But you said you don't know if it goes all the way to the bottom.
Well, it's a very, very unlikely situation to happen.
So how come you just can't give a straight answer the first time? Yes, there's a ladder inside and it goes all the way to the bottom. How come you just can't say that?
Because I'm not sure if it goes all the way to the bottom or not.
Well, can you put me through to someone who is sure?
It's very irrelevant to...
That's not irrelevant to me. And every day of my life I walk outside and I'm in fear of my life for a tornado sucking me up, and instead of taking me back to Kansas with Toto, it drops me in the bloody water tank and I can't get out. So I'd like to speak to someone who has the authority to tell me whether it has a water ladder inside that goes all the way to the bottom.
I will find out for you. It won't be long. So, yes, they go to the bottom.
Is that the one on the inside or the outside?
Both.
Both?
Yes.
So you can climb all the way up on the outside and go all the way down on the inside?
We don't want you doing that, but for our staff members, yes.
How do you know I'm not a staff member?
Because I know that you don't...
How do you know that?
Is there anything that I can actually help you with today, sir?
Yeah, are water tanks heated in winter?
No, they're not.
Why not?
Because they're not for swimming in.
Did I say swimming?
Yes, you have mentioned swimming in the tank quite a few times on this call.
Not in that. Not in that last question. Aside from being a woman, what other disabilities do you have?